Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our Old Testament reading from Psalm 138, and we're focusing on these words, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me." Christ is risen. Yes, we are still celebrating Easter. We're still saying Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We still have all the wonderful lilies out here. We've got the banners up. We're still singing Easter music. But especially, we're still celebrating the resurrection. Not only Jesus's, but the guarantee of our own. Yes, with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he has ushered in a new reality. He has made you a new creation, and he has given you new life in him. Hallelujah. But if Jesus has given you new life in him, what's the purpose of that life? You ever been asked that question? What's the purpose of your life? You know, what's the meaning of life? Why are you here? I can see by your enthusiastic response, absolutely not. No, see, we don't actually talk about this question, this important question. It's too busy, you know. We got too much stuff going on in our lives. And so this kind of question is not something that you hear at the gym or the coffee shop or in the cubicle around your desk there. But it still is important to ask this question. So in the midst of our celebration, in the midst of all the decorations and the music and the flowers and the celebration of the resurrection, we need to ask that question. What is the purpose of this new life that Jesus gives to you? Well, I'm beginning to suspect that we don't have an answer readily available just simply because we tend to separate Easter from our daily lives, right? Easter, we celebrated it last week with all kinds of just wonderful music. Okay, preteen? All kinds of just wonderful celebration, but that's done. That was last week, and then what happened on Monday? You went back to your life, back to, here we go, I got to go to work, I got to go to school, although that wasn't until Tuesday. Got to go do this, got to go do that. And you just get lost in it. And Easter, the event of Easter, it just doesn't really, you know, kind of seem to be able to tuck it in somewhere there. Now, don't get me wrong. The resurrection is extremely important. But I wonder if we tend to just kind of, you know, limit it to a few things. You know, because of the resurrection, we have our ticket to heaven punched, right? We're going to go to heaven. Yes! Or we have our guarantee of our own resurrection, but that's later. That's in the future after we die. Then, when Christ comes again, we will rise again, and yay, and that's all good. All right, maybe we know that our forgiveness is secured. You know, Jesus died on the cross, and he rose again, and that resurrection secures our forgiveness. God accepted Jesus' sacrifice for that. It's all good. It's all good. But see, if we tend to limit the resurrection to that, then when we ask the question, or when you are asked the question, what's the purpose of your life? Well, guess what? It's up to you to decide. You get to fill in the blanks. You get to give the answers. So, what are some of those answers that people give? Well, you know, I'm sure for many of us, it's just get through it all. Maybe the purpose of my life is just to grow up and go to school and graduate and then get a job and then get married, have a family, buy a house, buy a car, you know, and then I'm going to retire. Then I'm going to travel the world. And then, well, then I'm going to die. And then, you know, be resurrected after that. You know, it's kind of a get through life till you get called home. That's the purpose of my life. But I'm sure for most people, they want to go a little deeper than that. So people have offered these deep answers to that question, what is the purpose of life? The Dalai Lama, yes, he said the purpose of life is to be happy. And I was like, spoken like a true Buddhist. CEO of a tech company, he said the purpose of life is to be the best version of yourself. All right, that sounds good. Some people have offered to serve others, to love others. You could fill it in any way you want to. And none of those things are bad, right? But when you look at those answers, they seem kind of a little inadequate. Eventually, you're going to like run out or hit a brick wall somewhere. And for you and me, who have been given new life in Jesus Christ, at the end of it all, you've just got to ask this question, is all those answers, is this why Jesus died for me? Is this why he rose for me? Are all those answers really the purpose of my life in him? Well, what would be an answer? Tell you what. What would Psalm 138 say to that question, what's the purpose of your life? Psalm 138, written by King David, the king that God had chosen, a man he had chosen after his own heart. But here in Psalm 138, once again, David is praising God for delivering him. Yeah, look at this. He writes here, on the day I called, you answered me, my strength of soul you increased. And then later on in verse 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. David is once again praising God for the deliverance that he had given him, just as he always had. He had delivered him from his enemies, from Saul, who sought his life. He had delivered him from Absalom, who tore apart his family. David had even been delivered by the grace of God from his own sinfulness that nearly cost him eternity. But notice what happens after that deliverance. Look what he writes. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Huh. Everyone on earth, from kings to servants, from nations far and wide, they knew about David's deliverance. They knew about the Lord and his power and his mighty arm. They knew about God's grace to David because David had told them about it. He had shared it with them. He had proclaimed the word of God and his lovely grace to everyone, to all nations. So that's why he finally concludes, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. See, David, he didn't get to decide what the purpose of his life was. The Lord gave him the purpose of his life. And that purpose was to share God's grace that he had shown to David by saving and delivering his life with kings, with servants, with everyone. There was a CEO of a company that was interviewing candidates for a job opening. And the CEO had a certain technique of interviewing. He would just kind of try to relax them by asking them questions. Hey, how are you doing? You know, tell me about your life experience, your work experience. And he would get a nice little conversation going with them. And then during a nice little lull, he would spring it on them. So, what's the purpose of your life? And time after time, each candidate would just start sputtering and they couldn't answer it. Until one candidate, who he had done the same technique, just kind of got into a conversation, they relaxed, they were laughing, and then suddenly he sprang on him, "So, what's the purpose of your life?" And they answered instantly, "My purpose is to get to heaven and to take as many people with me." And for the first time that day, that CEO was speechless. Do you see what happened there? My purpose is to get to heaven. And how did he know that he wanted to get to heaven? Because someone had shared it with him. You see, the Lord had given David the purpose of sharing his grace with everyone. And David did. And everyone that believed, they were given the same purpose. So they went and shared the grace of God with everyone. And everyone that believed them were given the same purpose. And on down to that candidate, to you and to me. The Lord has given you the same purpose as King David, to share his grace with everyone. You have been saved by grace. Grace shown to you through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and given to you through the Word of God. You have been rescued from the enemy of sin. You have been delivered from the enemy of the devil, and you have been saved from the enemy of death itself. And when you receive this gift of resurrection, when you receive the gift of being made a new creation, a new life is given to you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you are given a new purpose to share it with everyone, to share it with kings, with servants, with your family, with your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, with everyone. You see, your purpose in life, whether it's in Jesus Christ or some other thing, it just goes way beyond just getting through life. It goes way beyond being happy. It goes way beyond finding your best version of yourself or any other answer. Because your new life is the purpose. It's the Lord's purpose to share his grace with everyone. But what does this look like, this purpose, in your day-to-day life? Well, it looks like a life where you serve, give, and witness. You share the grace of God when you serve others, when you help others in need, when you serve them as Jesus has served you through his grace. You share the grace of God when you give to others, when you give what has been given to you, when you give out of your resources that God has poured into your life in abundance by his grace. And you share the grace of God when you witness to other people, when you first listen to their story, when you listen to their hopes, to their struggles, to their fears, and then you share your story. You know what? I have the same thing. I struggle that way. I have those same fears. But then you go on to his story about how he loves you, them, and shares his grace with them. And see, your prayer when you live this new life in Jesus, when you fulfill your purpose that God has given to you, your prayer is that you will give them a new purpose when they receive that grace, when they receive that new life in Jesus, when they are resurrected to new life in Jesus, just like you are. So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do in the next 3 weeks. We're going to unpack those three things: service, giving, and witness, as this new life in Jesus Christ. Because you know what? We are still celebrating Easter. But it is so much more than just an event. It's so much more than flowers and music and decorations. No, it is new life in Jesus Christ, where you receive the grace of God. And empowered by that grace, you then get to share it with everyone. And through your witnessing, through your serving, and through your giving, it's all done to the glory of God. Because Christ is risen. Amen.